재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 오늘 11월 21일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Today is Saturday, November 21st, 2020, so it's time to figure out what happened on this day in history by going through the archives from the past.
오늘 기사 제목이 이렇습니다. 전자파 차단, 10원짜리 동전 컴퓨터 부착 붐! 1998년에 나온 기사인데요.
Blocking electromagnetic waves. Attaching 10 won coins on the computer is trending. Interesting trend to, I guess, be a part of. Wonder if it actually worked or not, but I guess that's what happens when you follow the trend. You don't exactly know if it's true or worthwhile. So a 10 won coin we would call 10원짜리. Something is worth this amount of won. It could be 100만 원짜리 t-shirts. A shirt that is worth 1 million won, which is around $1,000. Breaking it down a little bit more, 전자파 is these electromagnetic waves. And to 차단 means to block, to shut down, to shut it out. You'll actually see this term out on a lot of sunblock, sunscreen, those types of products to kind of block out the sun, the UV rays, SPF라고 하는 단어, 표현으로 많이 쓰는 표현인 것 같아요. If you take a look at sunscreens and things like that, 차단. 동전 means coin and attachment is 부착. So they're saying a 10 won coin, which is about a cent, a penny's worth, could keep the electromagnetic waves out. So this was the trend that was going on in 1998. It was popular to place or paste or tape a 10 won coin near the computer on the monitor or wherever, some empty space on the keyboard or something like that. It was a phenomenon that a lot of office workers who, you know, kept working on their computers had to do. And they've heard that the copper has an electromagnetic blocking effect. And this spread of attaching or placing 10 won coins, which made of copper, so popular that a case in Yeouido, there's this office. It was common to see computers with coins just all attached to the computers. Now, I don't know about you guys, but there are so many of these things that people come out with. You know, the cactus flower pot, which was also known to be effective in blocking electromagnetic waves, was being pushed out because of the 10 won coin. And this was, almost 20 years ago. And nowadays, you know, we get into them too. We put the charcoal near the electric hotspot, because they say that they'll lower the intensity of the electromagnetic waves.
근데 그것뿐만 아니라 이제 뭐 찜질방에 가면 그 소금 스톤이라고 불러야 되나요?
The Himalayan pink salt lamp.
그런 거 있잖아요. 그것도 한국 집에 가면 꼭 있더라고요. 하나씩. 그래서 인테리어만 봐도 어떤 집이 한국 사람들이 살고 있는 집을 분명하게 알아볼 수 있는데요.
Even those things, these Himalayan pink salt lamps, people are saying, oh, it's good for the environment.
그것도 전자이잖아요. 이제 전자 제품이긴 한데.
But who knows? It's just the trend. In any case, one professor of radio wave engineering at Korea University said, only the attached parts of the coins will actually be blocked, and you'll be exposed to the rest of the electromagnetic waves, adding that it is better to be right in the posture to use the computer in order to reduce electromagnetic damage. Oh boy, that's a mouthful. And there are lots of products that can block electromagnetic waves, and we want to know if you ever purchased one before. And if you're listening to this now, might as well grab a lot of 10원짜리s or a lot of pennies and cover your entire laptop and see if it actually works.
시중에 전자파 차단하는 제품들이 많은데요. 여러분은 전자파 차단 제품 사보신 적이 있으신지 알려주세요.
I'd love to know all of your stories. In the meantime, we'll leave you guys with another song. Here is LaRue, Reflections Are Protection.
최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean, here to summarize much of the current issues here in Korea with Headline Korean. Today's article is all about the weather.
오늘 기사의 주제는 날씨에 대한 내용인데요. 제목이 이렇습니다. 1년 내내 뒤바뀐 계절. 날씨가 왜 이래?
맞습니다. 왜 이러는 걸까요? The weather is definitely being strange. Translated to all year round, a reversed season. What's wrong with the weather? That's the question we're all posing these days.
1년 내내, all year round.
So 1년 is 1 year, 내내 is the entire span of that 1 year.
뒤바뀐 단어를 쓰는데요.
A reversed season is what we're seeing.
뒤바뀐 계절.
Reverse season.
날씨가 왜 이래?
날씨? See, weather. 가 왜 이래? What is wrong with it? And you can always replace 날씨가 with whoever. Like, Panita, 왜 이래? Why are you being like this? What's wrong with you?
그렇게 사용할 수 있는데요.
So we can say computer also. 왜 이래? What's wrong with the computer? What's wrong with the 전자파? Speaking of which, there was always people that said
이 전자파가 남자한테나 특히 더 심하다고.
It's always worse for the men. That's why, didn't they say don't stand near the microwaves from the men? Not because of the electromagnetic waves. But in any case, unusual temperatures with such warm weather is being seen this year. But it's not actually this year alone. A late autumn and untimely heavy rains at the beginning of winter are causing quite a bit of damage in many parts of the country. In Guri, in the Gyeonggi-do province, for example, when strong rain accompanied by a gust of wind poured into the country, there was actually cars that were crossing the bridge. They were washed away by the flooding waters. It's hard to believe, but in Busan as well, where strong wind warnings were issued, people were restricted from, you know, going out. And there was the operating trailers on the Gwanam Bridge. Those were restricted in the afternoon of the same day. And this year's weather conditions, including, you know, unusually high temperatures, followed by heavy rain, and then all of a sudden it's getting super cold. All-time monsoon rains in the summer. We've had so much rain this year. We've been calling this the exceptional records.
이례적인 기록을 나타나고 있는데요. 한국 같은 경우에는.
Analysts say that it is the impact of, not surprisingly, global warming. Yeah, I remember actually in 2018, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was an exceptionally warm year.
2018년에도 제가 기억에서는 진짜 희한하게 더웠어요. 그 해는 봄도 가을도 너무 따뜻했는데요.
I don't know if you guys like have felt that, have felt the consequences of global warming, but it's definitely here. A couple of years ago, it was really warm in Korea, and I stumbled upon old pictures of this time in 2018. You know how your phone kind of pulls up these memories for you?
SNS에서 추억의 사진 같은 거 뜨잖아요, 가끔씩. 그래서 그거 보니까 날짜는 똑같아요. 뭐 똑같은 11월, 오늘이 며칠이죠? 21일인데 거기서는 긴 팔티 하나밖에 입는 거 아니에요? 입는 거잖아요.
And I remember that it was unusually warm to be just wearing a long sleeve shirt in November, but a couple years back. So definitely the weather is certainly changing. Now, according to the Korea Meteorological Administration, the KMA, heavy rain accompanied by gusts, thunder, and lightning across the country caused daily precipitation of around 86.9 millimeters on one of the days of this week in Seoul. And this is kind of the largest daily precipitation in over 100 years since the weather observation began back in 1907. So it's definitely strange and also a bit concerning. Back in 2019, just last year, also, our Han River didn't freeze, which is kind of a signal that we see it as, oh, winter is here when the river freezes almost every year. But 2019, during this period, the average daytime high in Seoul was only 6.1 degrees. That's fairly warm for the winter season. I remember it would go down negative 14 degrees back when I first came to Korea, but
times have certainly changed. We want to know if you've ever noticed recent changes in climate in your country.
여러분은 요즘 기후의 변화를 느끼고 계시나요?
Let us know. In the meantime, we'll leave you guys with the song Peppertones, 계절의 끝에서.